This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, Chris Klemm coming up after the top of the hour. Love Chris. Former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. He had to complete a 100-day commitment to serve as special advisor to RFK Jr. at HHS, and that kind of expired a couple of months ago, and he's been back on the air with us talking about some things related to immigration, his reaction to the ICE protests and the detention centers, all of that coming up a little bit after 4 o'clock. Peter Zane from Real Clear Investigations at 5:30. I also have an audio cut of the day. We often follow the stories related to so-called gender-affirming care, especially here in St. Louis, with Jamie Reed, the whistleblower, putting us on the map as a key player in all this nonsense from the past couple of years. Here's more of it, being highlighted by Lior Sapir, who's a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, wrote a piece about this that I found on Real Clear Politics. Lior, how are you? Welcome back. Hope all is well.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
This is another one of those things that makes you just kind of shake your head. I've been going on a kind of on a rampage in the last few years, certainly since COVID, on the so-called experts, because it's amazing how often the so-called experts get things wrong. And this story that you kind of paint of the American Medical Association president, of all people, not really understanding how damaging and dangerous this so-called gender-affirming care is actually quite stunning, I think. Now, a lot of this comes from some videos that were recorded, and I listened to some of it. It gets in, you know, sometimes it's easy for someone like me, Lior, to just pull sound bites and put them on the air. In this case, they're longer conversations, so not quite as easy. So that's why I'm asking you some of these questions, and depending on your storytelling here. So kind of let my audience know what's going on with the AMA. Despite all the evidence out there to the contrary, they're sticking with some of this so-called gender-affirming care recommendations.
That's right. So the American Medical Association is the largest and most powerful doctor trade union, and I call it that for a reason. The medical associations are not neutral arbiters of scientific information. They are fundamentally trade unions devoted to the promotion of the interests of their members and themselves as organizations. That's kind of important just to put on the table.
Right.
But the AMA has supported pediatric medical transition, so-called gender-affirming care, the use of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries to help kids who help, quote-unquote, kids who feel distressed about their sex bodies as they go through puberty. And at a time where, you know, a number of countries, especially in progressive Europe, are walking back on these interventions, here in the United States, groups like the American Medical Association remain strongly in support of them. So these videos were published about a week ago by the Daily Wire, and they contain what I think is the clearest evidence that I have seen so far of what I've called the broken chain of trust in medicine. And by that, I mean that leaders of medical institutions place their trust in their colleagues who are doctors, mental health professionals who work in the area of gender medicine, who derive professional opportunities from it, financial remuneration from it. They get a lot of credit within their profession. So they are deeply invested and they have conflicts of interest around, you know, the medical treatments that they themselves provide. And unfortunately, the leaders of medical groups like the AMA simply defer to these clinicians. You know, it's like asking a doctor who performs bloodletting, the discredited practice of bloodletting, to evaluate the evidence for bloodletting, you know?
Yeah. It's insane. So explain who a couple of the players are here, including, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Bobby, is it Mukamala?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. I think it's Mukamala.
Okay.
But in any case, Bobby Mukamala is the new president of the American Medical Association, and he attended a hearing in the Michigan House of Representatives Health Committee where he had kind of a spar with Representative Brad Paquette, who's a Republican from Michigan, and who's interested in this issue of pediatric gender medicine. And then the two of them agreed to have a call afterwards to follow up on the topic. Joining them on that call was the surgeon turned whistleblower from Texas, Eitan Haim, who blew the whistle on Texas Children's Hospital's use of pediatric transition procedures, despite telling the public they weren't doing it anymore. And there was a pretty heated exchange on that call. And Mukamala, the head of the AMA, was very uncivil and unprofessional towards Eitan Haim for just raising questions about the evidence and the AMA's support for these procedures. And some of the things that, you know, that Mukamala, the AMA president, said on the call were frankly quite shocking. Just to give one example, he said that the rate of suicide among people who identify as transgender is between 50% and 70%. That means that up to 7 in 10 people who identify as transgender commit suicide. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Even the most
that defies common sense outside of being completely inaccurate.
That's right. I mean, even the most diehard trans activists will not say such a thing. And, you know, all existing research shows that the rate of suicide, even though it is higher than the general population, it's still extremely low, thankfully, very, very low. Just to give you an example, in the UK, gender dysphoric youth referred to the UK's centralized gender clinic had a suicide rate of 0.03%. So that's, you know, that's nowhere near what Mukamala was citing.
By the way,
you know,
I go a step further, and I don't have the number right here in front of me, but I've seen studies that have indicated that, in fact, yes, there is a higher rate of suicide amongst not the youth who are transitioning, but amongst the so-called adults who have transitioned. Like the people who have become transgender, their rate of suicide, because I would argue because of the mental illness aspect of this, is higher. It's not the kids, it's the adults that have already transitioned.
So there is one study from Sweden that was published in 2011 that looked retrospectively, 30 years retrospectively, at national health records and did find that the suicide rate for adults after transition were about 19 times higher than the general population. But, you know, you can't draw any causal references from that. So we can't know if the gender transition, made suicide less likely, more likely. All we can say is that it did not bring down suicide to normal levels.
Fair enough.
And I think we can hypothesize reasonably that if the treatment they were offered was to modify their body parts rather than treat them psychologically, that may have contributed to their suicidal outcomes.
So a couple of things that are said on this, and again, this is, I always find this interesting because of what happened here with Jamie Reed, the whistleblower, and Children's Hospital in WashU, and that kind of spread across, you know, the country to a certain extent. That's why I refer to St. Louis on some of this gender stuff as ground zero. But one of the claims, and this is what happens, I have a state lawmaker friend, when some of this was being discussed in Jeff City, you know, you'd have activist doctors, trans activist doctors, and my friend said he would defer to the so-called experts. And I'm like, well, wait a second, these are activists. These are not experts. And there's a point on this call where this Haim guy that you referred to asks Mukamala why the AMA continues to make claims about gender-affirming care that are clearly negated by these reviews from around the planet. And he doesn't even really want to entertain that question, right, Lior?
That's right. That's right. And his basic position is, look, I trust the doctors who actually practice these types of interventions. And as I point out in my piece, that goes directly contrary to well-established principles of evidence-based medicine, principles that are affirmed by the National Academy of Medicine in the United States, by the World Health Organization. These are not some fringe ideas within the field of evidence-based medicine. They are fundamental principles. And it also makes complete sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. You don't, as I said earlier, you don't want to ask blood letters to evaluate the evidence for bloodletting. And in the same way, you wouldn't ask only doctors who are financially and reputationally and personally invested in providing a certain type of treatment to evaluate whether there's good evidence for that treatment. And that's why in evidence-based medicine, you need unconflicted researchers, usually methodologists, actually, not necessarily doctors, to evaluate the evidence using systematic reviews of evidence, not just kind of subjectively reading study by study, but using a transparent and reproducible methodology. And every single one of these systematic reviews that has been done on this topic has found that the quality of evidence is just very bad. And so when Mukamala said to Representative Paquette and Dr. Heim, you know, I refer you to a gender clinician here in the state of Michigan by the name of Jesse Krikorian, it was very interesting to see what Dr. Krikorian then said on the two calls between Krikorian and Representative Paquette, because there too, Krikorian was just a steady stream of misinformation, just simply doesn't even understand how evidence-based medicine works, made one false claim after that. I'm talking about demonstrably
false.
Yeah,
right. No, exactly. So then, you know, then you're left in this position where you kind of, I'm not saying you defend the new AMA president, but you basically say, look, this is a career thing. He doesn't want to be labeled as a transphobe. But, you know, the overall point here is that, as you said at the beginning, this illustrates the broken chain of trust in American medicine. You wrote, medical group leaders place trust in conflicted so-called experts who deliberately or out of incompetence, that's an interesting, you know, possibility here, mislead their colleagues. And nobody wants to look, and I'm shocked by this at this point. You know, I could see this 3 years ago maybe, but since there has been so much attention to this and so many reviews and we know what happened at Tavistock Clinic, et cetera, that someone who runs the American Medical Association cannot at least be curious about the real narrative of what's going on out there is really kind of stunning to me.
That's right. And again, you know, as the leader of an institution, his interests are against looking impartially at the evidence, against looking impartially at whether the AMA's position on this issue has been driven by evidence and ethical medicine or by activist demands. So, you know, we shouldn't hold our breath for these organization leaders to admit that they were wrong. And I do think that some kind of governmental pressure is going to be needed to get them to do that, because, you know, we've seen many examples of medical groups getting things wrong, and it often takes a long time lot of efforts, political, legal, financial efforts to get them to actually admit it. Because, again, I come back to what I said in the very beginning. These are first and foremost trade unions. They're there to represent the interests of their members and themselves as organizations. It's not that doctors don't care about patients. Of course they do. But when there's a conflict between the interests of patients and the interests of doctors, the medical groups have a strong incentive to prefer the interests of their members.
Lior Saphir, thank you so much. Great reporting here, as usual. I really appreciate you coming on here on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis with me, Lior.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.